This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show. This is the Rich Eisen Show. Live from the Rich Eisen Show studios in Sao Paulo, Brazil. Today's guests, podcast host and journalist Pablo Torre, Pro Football Hall of Famer Kurt Warner, and your phone calls, latest news, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of day number two of the Rich Eisen Show from Sao Paulo, Brazil is on the air. I'm sitting in the booth inside Arena Corinthians, where tonight the Chiefs and the Chargers will have at it for the entire world to be watching on a global stream on YouTube. And Kurt Warner, who joined me in a studio in downtown Sao Paulo yesterday, he'll be in this booth with me tonight calling the action for all of you. Can't wait to do that, but we've got two more hours right here on Disney Plus, the ESPN app that you can get everywhere, and ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance. Tom Pelissero, my colleague from NFL Network, will be joining me to ask him about the rest of week one. That includes tonight's game as well. Mekhi Becton was just added to the injury report for the Los Angeles Chargers. Apparently he's suffering from an illness, so we'll see if this offensive line that's already suffered a shakeup with Rashawn Slater going down for the rest of the season due to an injury suffered during a training camp drill, moving Joe Alt from right tackle to left tackle. Well, Mekhi Becton, the right guard that's coming from the world champion Philadelphia Eagles in the offseason, will he be available tonight? Is Najee Harris going to start? He's going to be active. Word is he might start, although Jim told the crew in a pre-broadcast meeting earlier this week that Omarion Hampton's getting the start. And what gives with Christian McCaffrey showing up on an injury report for the 49ers being limited due to a calf strain? It was right around this point last year where we heard about a calf problem from McCaffrey, and it turned into two Achilles problems and a disastrous lost season due to injury there. So Tom Pelissero joining us later on. Dan Orlovsky, is he about to join us right now here on the program? Is he? Okay, great. Fantastic. He's fresh off of Get Up, which means he's driving on the Merritt Parkway. I'm fresh off of Get Up, which means I'm two Brazilian coffees into my show. Good to see you, sir. Dan Orlovsky, how are you?
Let's How are you, go. Legend? I'm doing great. I am on the Merritt Parkway. Probably about 25 miles from home. So could take me 3 hours.
Let me tell you, man, you could take the boy out of Bristol, but you never take the boy out of that ride home from New York back to Connecticut. I know exactly where you are. I knew exactly where you were going to be. It brings back memories, sir. It brings back memories. Let's jump right into it. What are your thoughts on the Thursday night opener of the Eagles' victory over the Cowboys? We'll just go macro on you here, Dan.
From the Philadelphia Eagles' perspective, one, quarterback looked fantastic. I thought Jalen played about as perfect as you could play. Literally, statistically, he rivals it. 23 pass attempts, 19 completions, so that's 4 misses, but 3 of them are drops and 1's a throwaway. So you watch them carry the football team. I thought was perfect.
I also know there's dead spots in the Merritt.
This guy's hot right now. This guy's hot right now. I think the second thing is you played your C game. You played your C game and you still win at home against the divisional opponent, mm-hmm. whether you think that the divisional opponent is a world beater or not, that's encouraging. I think the two things that probably have Nick Sirianni's attention, one, the 9 penalties defensively for over 100 yards, not okay. Obviously, the Jalen Carter thing starts it, but the 9 penalties, and I think 3 or 4 of them unsportsmanlike, big deal. So addressing that. And the second thing is, and Rich, all going yesterday morning, leaning into the game, I was if I was the Cowboys, I'm throwing 80% of my passes opposite Quinyon Mitchell. So they picked on Adoree Jackson, and that's got to have your attention because they had Dallas a ton of success doing that. Okay, so those are two things that if you're Philly, grab your attention, but you're 1-0. I think from Dallas, it's a double-edged sword for me. One, you gave the game away. It was there, and you beat yourselves. Four drops. Obviously, the Miles Sanders fumble is huge. Shout out to Zach Bond because that fumble doesn't happen if he doesn't track him down. But the four drops by CeeDee Lamb is one of the best receivers in football. It's there for the taking. So you're that one part of you like so disappointed in that regard. But on the other edge, you're going, I feel encouraged if I'm the Cowboys and their fans. My head coach looked like he got us to play the right way. Brian Schottenheimer looked competent. We're situationally in a good place. We situationally. Dak Prescott looked fantastic. He looked better last night than he did all of last season. The interior of our offensive line looked really good. Now, no Jalen Carter, so I'm not going to discount that doesn't matter. But that interior of the offensive line, given what was in front of them, looks very good. And I also think the defense was better against the run. So 0-1, no doubt, but I'm encouraged if I'm the Cowboys to clean some things up.
Yeah, I mean, to your point, I mean, we all – you know, found it, I'll be honest, a little bit laughable to hear how let's trade away Micah because we need to stop the run. And here comes Kenny Clark straight up for Micah Parsons. You're wondering how in the world a team could do something like that. But you take a look at what happened last night when Kenny Clark was on the field, the Dallas Cowboys allowed just 2.8 yards per carry. And then when Clark was off the field, 6.6 yards per carry. He actually did affect some things. And it came down to Jalen Hurts breaking their back with his legs when he wasn't being accurate with his arm. And you take a look at the CD drops, you got to figure that's not going to be the case. You're hoping that Javonte Williams' success wasn't completely all due to the fact that Jalen Carter spat his way out of the game. If you're Dallas, you do have to feel pretty damn good about all of that. Certainly if you want to prove that your coach has the chops and you want to prove that Micah's trade isn't the end of their existence, right?
Yes, right. So again, that's what vantage point did you want to see it? Because you could also make the case, Rich, like they win that game with Micah because those five first downs that Jalen runs for, Micah tracks him down for one or two. So like, you sit in, and that's why I say like a playoff contending football team is what I think I saw in Dallas last night because they don't have any difference makers on defense. They don't. It's a good unit. It was solid, but they don't. If I look at the Rams, they got Jared Verse. If I look at the Eagles, they got Jalen Carter. If I look at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they got Vita Vea, difference maker. And so, like, you're encouraged by the way the unit played. You sit there and go, it's still lacking that real, specifically front seven difference maker.
Well, I mean, I'm not sitting here obviously saying that they shouldn't have traded Micah. I mean, that's nuts. But what it was an encouraging, you know, execution that you saw last night. The result wasn't, but at least Dallas didn't get blown out, which I thought everyone thought was a possibility. And then you look at the Eagles, you're right. They were lucky to come out with a win last night that the Cowboys would have 1,000,000% signed for Jalen Carter being kicked out before snap. And, you know, if Saquon is only 60 yards and A.J. Brown doesn't get a single touch or a look until the final drive of the game, they would have signed for that. What about the passing game that you saw last night from Philadelphia moving forward that might be something? Because that was a major concern that caused A.J. Brown to start reading books on the sideline last year. And I'm wondering if that might be an issue for this team this year, you know?
Right now, I that's not something for me. I think that what I've evolved in my kind of the way I think about and look at Jalen and their passing game is I just think he's one of those rare guys, Rich, that just does whatever is needed on that play to make sure that play is operated the right way and that whatever is needed to win that football game. And so a lot of times with quarterbacking, you have your play. And then you get to the line of scrimmage and the defense has theirs. And the defense in some ways dictates to you what you're going to do with the ball. And you can't just force the ball to certain areas. And if you watch Dallas, they just played with really soft coverage. They played with that umbrella or half circle shell. You're not going to throw the ball over our heads. We're going to play a ton of zone. And that's why you saw Dallas Goedert get 7 catches. And so that's why you saw Jalen run the football 9 times, because they just kept everything in front of them. And we're not going to allow the ball to go over their heads outside of that one Jahan Dotson throw. And so I'm not going to overreact to it right now. I think it falls on Kevin Petullo, because here's the thing. Like, go back to the Super Bowl last year. And Kansas City came out and said, well, we're going to play with one safety in the middle of the field, and we're going to play man coverage, and we're going to challenge you guys. Jalen threw the ball downfield. That's just the simplistic beast of what you're going against in Philly's offense. If you want to make sure that you do not allow them to throw the ball downfield, then it's going to look like it did last night.
Dan Orlovsky joining us from the Merritt Parkway. I'm in Brazil. He's going from New York to Connecticut. What a connected world we live in, Dan. It's a beautiful thing right here on the Rich Eisen Show. What are the games you're looking forward to seeing the rest of week one?
Obviously, tonight is going to be awesome, just because I want to see if the Chiefs' offense looks different. How's that left side look with the new pieces on their offensive line? The Chargers play Kansas City tough. You know, how are they able to control the line of scrimmage? I think you know, the Houston Rams game, what offensive line plays better? Both of those teams are ridiculously good on defense. I have a little bit of question marks on their offensive line. What's that to Devontae Adams look like? I want to see what Steelers offensively present. How good is the offensive line play? How good does Rodgers look? How good does DK Metcalf and his connection look? Can the Washington Commanders handle the Giants front? Or do the Giants shock everybody? Because then that throws a whole nother conversation piece in to it. I think Atlanta Carolina is intriguing, because we don't know a lot about Atlanta. You know, like, we just don't know much about Michael Penix or those two pass rushers Atlanta took in the first round. So I think week one's going to be awesome.
So give me a team that you think is going to surprise. We're not talking about them enough going into week one, and that we might actually see some results that are indicative of a better season this weekend, Dan.
Yeah, I would say the Broncos, but I think a lot of people are already talking about the Broncos. I've picked them to win the division. A team that I'll mention, the Falcons. I just think Atlanta's roster's really good. I think offensive line-wise, really good unit. I believe that skill position group with Bijan Robinson and Drake London, there's more in Kyle Pitts, Michael Penix, and his just physical talent to throw the ball downfield. I've heard that those two pass rushers, Pierce specifically, has been outstanding in camp. And so they're a team in a roster that I still think if those picks are what they should be, they're scarier than people are nationally talking about. Now, I believed in them last year as well. I just thought Kirk would play well. Obviously, that didn't go good. I just think roster-wise, there's a lot of individual talent. I like Raheem, so I'll say the Atlanta Falcons.
All right. So you're saying, let me just pick up on the first thing you said, Dan Orlovsky, that the winner of the AFC West in the 2025 National Football League season is not going to be in this building in Brazil tonight. It's the one that's getting ready for the Tennessee Titans in their home building on Sunday. You think the Broncos win the division?
I do. I think the Broncos win the division. I think it's the best combination of offensive and defensive line groups in the AFC. They're so deep on the defensive line. I think they'll be top five at both units. Defensive player of the year. They got a head coach who's won the Super Bowl. I think that he's got a great understanding of who Bo Nix is and how Bo likes to play. I believe the addition of Evan Ingram gives them a yards after the catch guy. I think Franklin, their second-year receiver out of Oregon, is going to take a big step forward. And I'm a Bo Nix guy. I really believe that he plays this season the way we saw in the second half of last year. And, Rich, I'm just telling you, that defense is in the conversation for the best defense in football.
I'm going to ask you the same question I asked Kurt Warner when I had him on the show yesterday before I let you go, Dan Orlovsky, and maybe you've already just answered it with Bo Nix. and your opinion of what the Broncos are going to do this year. A quarterback from last year's rookie class, name them all. Obviously, J.J. McCarthy, we don't have anything to go off of from last year. The quarterback from last year's rookie class that's going to have the biggest leap this year, and this might take Jaden Daniels out of the mix because he already took a massive leap last year, but I give you the floor on which rookie from last year's class is going to take the biggest leap in 2025, Dan Orlovsky.
Because the offensive line, because of the skill group.
Give me that one more time because you froze there on the merit, and then I'll let you go.
Unless
the Merritt Parkway is taking over the. Parkway is taking over this program. All right, let me just say thank you to Dan. I appreciate it, and we'll get Dan Orlovsky back on this program when we get him on Terra Firma. That's Dan Orlovsky right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Catch him on obviously Get Up and First Take and NFL Live. He's a friend of the program, and you're going to see a lot more of Dan now that we're part of the Disney Plus, ESPN, and ESPN Radio community. Listen, we've heard from a ton of people. Chris, TJ, Felly, we've heard from a ton of people over the last few weeks and months talking about the Denver Broncos and how full the bandwagon is and how many people like them. I think Dan's the first one to call his shot that they're winning this division and ending the Chiefs' reign of being the Kings of the West 9 years in a row. I guess at some point that broken clock's going to be right. He is the first one to say it's the Broncos, correct? I'm not mistaken.
We've had a lot of people hype up the Broncos, but I don't know if anyone's actually like.
Yeah, everyone kind of. Everyone is like them as a sleeper Super Bowl pick, but no one has. They've all stopped short of saying
they
yes.
Planted the flag.
They're definitely winning the West. They're taking out the Chiefs. They're going to AFC Championship weekend. Yeah, no one's gone that far. Dan, I think, is the first.
That is a tall order, guys. I know I'm stating in many. Ways the obvious. If you got the Chiefs schedule, let's just hit this before we throw it a break here. We'll play some what's more likely, take some phone calls. You take a look at the Chiefs schedule in 2025. Tonight's game is huge because if they lose this one, I know you've been talking about, Chris, that they could start under 500. It could be a big problem for them moving forward. If they lose this game tonight, they're home against the Philadelphia Eagles next week. I mean, right away. If they have trouble protecting Mahomes tonight, then going into the game against Philadelphia, it's the same story. Last year, as we all know, 6 sacks of Mahomes. It was the most Mahomes has ever been sacked in a football game in his entire professional career. Then they're at the Giants, which we all assume is a winnable game, but who the heck knows? They're home against the Ravens off of that. At Jacksonville on the ESPN family of networks on a Monday night. Home for Detroit, home for Vegas, and then they're home for Washington with 3 straight games in Arrowhead before they visit Buffalo, and then there's their first game at Denver. There we go. Their first game at Denver is week 11 coming off of a bye, and we all know Andy Reid's record coming off of a bye. I would just counsel against everybody looking at this schedule and saying it's tough and the Chiefs are going to have a tough time navigating it. As you know, I said that they're going to win 15 games again this year, and I choose them to win the Super Bowl. So I guess clearly I'll push back at somebody saying they're not winning the division, despite how well I think Denver's going to play and how improved Sean Payton is going to have them. And we heard from Sean as one of our first guests in our Disney Plus tenure now back on Tuesday. I'm telling you guys, tonight we're going to see a team that I believe is going to air it out. I'll tell you what we're going to talk about on the broadcast tonight. Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce in our meeting on Labor Day when we were Zooming with this, with those three guys in our pre-broadcast meeting. All three of them talked about the accountability that everyone in that locker room voiced coming off of the Super Bowl beatdown. And Andy Reid, we asked him, Kurt asked him, in that meeting, how do you handle coming off of a Super Bowl loss? He said, I'm just listening to my team. He listened to everybody taking accountability. And that guys, I'm telling you. You know, we hear about it. You hear platitudes. And we hear that sort of stuff. And you're just like, slough it off. But Andy Reid is the one who actually put some details to it. He talked about how he, Xavier Worthy on this field tonight is going to have some plays in the playbook. He obviously didn't detail them. But he did allow that it was his fault that he didn't do it in last year's Super Bowl. He took accountability for not giving Xavier Worthy type plays. The quick game, one would think, would have been very helpful for the Chiefs in last year's Super Bowl. He raised his hand in our meeting, and I think the players hear that. He hears what the players are saying, and I think you're going to see the defense for the Chargers get challenged in the secondary, and they're pretty damn stout there. Derwin James is outstanding. He's coming off a career year for sacks, for tackles for loss. But they're going to try and take the top of this defense off, and I know Dan is saying, you know, I'm curious to see what if they're going to go sort of old school and stop the methodical grinding gears down the field. They're going to attempt to do that tonight, and I just think it's going to be a different Chiefs team than the one that we saw won 15 games last year. I'm just kind of counseling all that. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'll be calling a different game tonight. Maybe we'll be seeing the grind it out. This is a team that last year led the league in drives of 10 or more plays. That's not what they did back in the day. They have won Super Bowls two different ways. I kind of think they dig the old way, and there's Hollywood Brown is back and healthy. Xavier Worthy's going to have some plays in the playbook. Rashee Rice is going to come back by week 7. I think Mahomes is going to air it out. And I think that's good for viewership, that's for sure. Just counseling against this whole end of the Kansas City reign. I know I'm going out on a very, you know, thin limb. That's being sarcastic. Let's take a break. I'm going to have some more Brazilian coffee. I haven't had it in 20 minutes. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. It's What's More Likely Friday. That's coming up from Brazil in a sec.
What is it that makes the all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid an incredible SUV? Is it the spacious interior that's comfy for the whole crew? Or the capability to go off-road? Maybe it's up to 600-plus miles of range. Is it the driver behind the wheel? What if it's all of that and more? What is it then? The all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid. So much more than just another SUV. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. That's 562-314-4603.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.
Back on the Rich Eisen Show.
Hi, Radio.
ESPN Radio brought to you by Progressive Insurance right here. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. They offer auto, home, and commercial auto insurance. Visit Progressive.com for all of that. 844-204-RICH again is the number to dial right here on the show. Dan Orlovsky just tweeted at me, or texted me, pardon me, that the Merritt won at the end of our conversation. Merritt Parkway almost as undefeated as the Van Wick. Almost as undefeated. And I knew when Dan said he can do it, you know, because I do see that he's in a car when he's on Pat's show and right. He does other shows in a car. I know the Merritt dead spots really well. In the same way that Susie used to know where the cops were hanging out in the speed trap on the Merritt Parkway. She knew exactly where they were hanging. I always knew where the cell phone dead spots were. She knew where we used to go back and forth from, she's sitting at home right now remembering all this right now. She is watching still on Disney Plus. She was texting me. She loves the way it looks. The show, by the way. There you go. And so, we used to drive back and forth together from New York to Bristol with me hoping that this was more than just a friendship and her just driving to try and avoid being pulled over by the cops. We had different agendas. She used to have one of those things that used to, you know, one of those things that used to like tweet every single time when I guess it would sense if the cops were I guess trying to I guess you know Theragun the car in a way. I just remember
a radar detector.
Yeah, one of those radar detectors. I mean,
totally
man.
Legal.
So, Rich, I
now upgraded.
Have some more coffee.
I'm drinking out of a bigger cup
big
now.
Boy cup
oh, boy.
Yeah.
Rich, I've never been on the Merritt Parkway, so.
Are you cutting me off? James Crittenden. James is cutting me off from the coffee.
Rich, since I've never been on that parkway, can you compare it to the worst stretch of road that all of us have to travel in these parts, the 405? How would you compare the Merritt Parkway to the 405?
Oh, Merritt Parkway is two lanes on each side with trees. It's very, very pretty. Unlike the 405.
Yeah, it's
It's a much prettier ride than the 405, where it's just and it's not really trafficy. There's just dead spots everywhere. So, okay. At any rate, Dan's already texted me. You know, we're cool, and he's coming back and at his earliest convenience. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Let's get to it before they start practicing behind us and changing some of the audio here in Arena Corinthians inside. Where the Chiefs and the Chargers are playing tonight. It's a Friday show. It's a staple. It's time for What's More Likely. Hit it.
What?
What's More Likely?
Never say never, but never.
All right, Christopher, you have the floor.
What's up, everybody? Good. What's up, happy man? Friday. Hey, Chris.
I mean, I've had better days, you know, considering last night.
TJ. Rich, what's
Come
more?
On, man. Your team did fine.
And let's get right to it. Rich, more likely team you feel better about after last night, Cowboys or Eagles?
Oh, I feel better about the Cowboys. I'm not concerned about the Eagles. Like I told you, my only concern about the Eagles is they're going to be some sort of an injury. Obviously, they lost a nice player that can play a lot of positions for them, or give them a lot of efficiency, carted off as Jalen Carter is being sent off. I'm not concerned about the Eagles. Last year we were wondering about the passing game, this and that, the other thing on defense sometimes, but the Cowboys, I thought, were you and I both predicted they finish in fourth place in the AFC.
Disrespectful.
That did not.
I'm not loving
that. Did not look like a last place team.
It did not
at all.
I tried to tell you all that.
I mean, Dan Orlovsky just called the Cowboys a playoff contending team, and rightfully so. The way that they looked, man. The way that they looked. And you know, at some point, Pickens is going to get some more catches. CeeDee Lamb's not going to drop those footballs. They were more impressive than I thought that they were going. And Dak looked spry. He looked like he was avoiding the rush in a way that we haven't seen in a while.
That looked good.
You know, so
the hamstring
held
on.
Absolutely say that. I'll go with the Cowboys here on that front.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay. Rich, you're in Sao Paulo right now. Breaking news. Game tonight. Yes. Chiefs. Chargers, you've been talking all along about this new high-powered Chiefs offense we're going to see. More likely to be the longest play in Brazil tonight. Any Chiefs reception or any Dicker the Kicker field goal?
Oh, nice one.
Cameroon.
I'll still go Dicker the Kicker field goal. The Chargers have a pretty damn good defense. It was the number one scoring defense in the National Football League last year. I'm not saying the Chiefs are gonna hit a big one. I'm just saying they're gonna try to hit a big one in a way that we haven't seen. So I'll just go Dicker the Kicker field goals, because I think it's more likely that we're gonna see that as an attempt that is completed more than the Chiefs completing a deep ball on this defense that, again, gave up just 17.7 points a game last year. They led the league in scoring defense. I'll go with Dicker the Kicker this evening here on this field behind me.
Nice, nice. Okay, let's get into some of the other Week 1 matchups. Guys, more likely playoff streak to finally come to an end. Okay. The Steelers miss it or the Jets make it?
Ooh. Ouch.
Well, how about I think that... I don't know. I mean,
I've got him confused right now, Chris.
No, I mean, the Jets have the longest streak of not making the playoffs, and the Steelers.
No,
have
I know
the
that.
Longest.
That's 2010.
Yeah.
I'll say the Jets missing it. I mean, losing Elijah Vera Tucker is significant, man. I mean, he's their best offensive lineman, and I think a lot of other players were taking their cue off of him. That just was a terrible twist of fate that is. You know, unfortunately for the Jets, similar to what we've seen in past years. I'm not saying they can't overcome it. I'm very high, as you know, on the moves that they made this offseason. We'll see if they cash. But the Steelers missing the playoffs would be more surprising to me than the Jets actually ending their streak. So I'll go with the Steelers on that front.
All right.
No, I know you. No, I know you're down on the Steelers, and I know you want me to. You know,
I want you to see the Jets are going to make the playoffs. But, I mean, come on, they're your team, the team of your youth.
No, I mean, I'm again, they made the right moves. They still have to make them cash. I mean, the Steelers' big move was to go with Rodgers, who I think is going to have a good arm. The question is, will he have the legs if they somehow can't protect him well enough? And then, of course, there's the run game to support Rodgers. We'll have to wonder if it is Jalen Warren's time. But I'm more bullish on Tomlin's roster and chances than the Jets roster and their new Aaron and chances. I'll just leave it at that.
Fun game in New England on Sunday. Me and Jay Feller are going to duke it out. Raiders, sir. Patriots, more likely rookie running back to have the bigger impact in the win. Ashton Jeanty, Travion Henderson.
Cool.
Well, I'll just go with Jeanty because we know he's going to be standing there starting in his new stance without being, you know, the Jason stance. We know that, right? Like, it's going to be his show. Do we know how the Patriots are going to use Travion Henderson? And I just know that the kid had an incredible return in the preseason. And I know everyone saw Ramondre struggle last year, and we're just assuming because Ramondre is lower on everybody's fantasy depth charts that we're just assuming Ramondre is going to suddenly be the backup, and it's the Travion Henderson show. I don't know about that. So I need to see how they're going to use him first. Again, we're all wondering that how the Chargers are going to split carries with Omarion Hampton and Najee Harris. I'm just wondering if the rookies are going to be somehow worked in a way that we're all assuming they're already baked in. So I'll go with Ashton Jeanty just because it's his show and they drafted him that high. And it's going to be his bell cow to carry, not earn. You see what I'm saying? I mean, he may have earned it already with what he's done in, you know, with his draft position and what he's done behind the scenes. Do you have any indication, Chris, as to how Vrabel's going to use Travion Henderson in this offense? That he's going to be the guy?
You're picking the Raiders? You're going to pick the Raiders to win this one?
Great choice.
Not saying they're going to win it. You're asking me which one is going to have the bigger impact, and I'm going to go with the guy that we know is the top running back and who's going to be the guy who's going to get the ball at least 20, 25 times if they're going to run it like that. I just don't know how they're splitting carries with Ramondre. Again, everyone's just casting Ramondre aside. I think he's going to have a role to play, if not a significant one.
Yeah, I actually don't know. He's officially third on the depth chart that was released this week. But in the preseason, obviously, he was their most explosive offensive player. So I can't imagine he's not going to
be involved. We'll see. Yeah. I don't know. It's a mystery how much Travion Henderson is going to be used and when. Not so much with Ashton Jeanty, which is why I'm choosing him here.
Agree. Rich, fun one in Cleveland with Cincinnati and the Browns lock and battle here. More likely to be the higher total. I'm kind of proud of this one. More likely to be the higher total. Trey Hendrickson sacks or Browns backup quarterback snaps.
Oh, I'm going to go Trey Hendrickson sacks, man. It's going to be Flacco. Unless he's hurt, he's going to play all four quarters. They're not going to bench Joe in week one due to some sort of inefficiency or lack of consistency. And plus, I think it's going to work out well with him and Stefanski married together in this playbook. I'll go with Hendrickson sacks. The reason why I'm smiling in the middle of all this is, man, we've been doing what's more likely is coming off of drafts and, you know, schedule releases and off-season storylines. We got games.
I know,
and
games.
You're feeding me games,
week
man.
One games.
You're feeding me games.
Week one games.
What else you got? Let's move
week
on. What
games.
Else you got?
Season
Let's
opening.
Go.
Rich, more likely season opening streak to come to an end. The Colts' 11-year winless run or the Saints' 4-year unbeaten run?
Oh, I'll go. Oh, man. I think the Saints lose, but I think the Colts might win, too. Don't forget, they're putting Jim Irsay in the Ring of Honor. That place is going to be lit. You know, the Indianapolis Colts lead the league with fans wearing their team's jerseys coming to the game. That place is going to be loud, and it's going to be emotional, and that's going to be tough for the Dolphins to go in and win that game. Can they do it? Of course. and keep the Colts' winless streak going. I just think it's going to be a struggle for the Saints, and I think the Cardinals are poised to fare well in week one. Can I say both?
No, you can't, actually.
I know.
I was surprised.
I'll go with the Colts.
I got to say, I was surprised when I looked that up that the Saints have won the last four straight week ones. I wasn't expecting that.
Hey, man, don't forget last year, you know, again, Dennis Allen can blame us because we had Dennis Allen on the show after they scored 90 points in the first 2 weeks last year going 2-0. And we're like, let's get Dennis Allen on. And then I think they lost the last 15. I know I'm exaggerating.
It's, well, you're not that
but
far off.
I think the Saints' opening streak is going to be over, but I also think Saints are going to lose, and I think the Colts are likely to win.
Yeah, Colts 0-10, I know you don't like 0-10 and 1 both. In the last 11. How about this one?
What else you got? Keep the games going.
All right, I got three more. How about more likely to be the bigger number in week one? The length of the longest play from scrimmage, okay?
Okay.
Or plays for Travis Hunter? Longest play from scrimmage.
I'll go...
Or Travis Hunter plays.
So that could be like. That could be if
somebody scores a 70 yard. If somebody scores a 70, does it include field goals?
No.
Or from scrimmage?
No,
not field goals.
Yeah, scrimmage plays.
I'll go Travis Hunter snaps because I want it.
Because that's what you want to have happen. Yeah.
I'm going. That's all. I'm only going Travis Hunter because I want it to happen. I don't see big plays. I see Travis Hunter, big snaps. Let's go. And let's keep going. I want to work it all in, and I want to hear my son's one more. I didn't know there's one more
right,
because I want to hear
on,
my. I haven't right, been around
on,
Coop for 2-3 days.
All right, one
keep
more.
Keep going.
One more.
Keep going. I want to get it all in.
And then the one more, okay?
Understood.
All right, this could be
great.
One of,
sounds good.
This could be one of the more fun games on Sunday. I'm looking at Falcons, Bucks, wide receiver, running back duo to each go for 100 yards on Sunday. Bijan and Drake, Bucky, Mike Evans.
Oh, I'll go Bijan and Drake just because they're home.
Drake.
And last year I'll do that. Yeah. I'll do that just because they're home and also because last year didn't the Falcons with Kirk Cousins go nuts? They just scored points of Palooza. So I'll do that. I'll go with that one. I'll go with the Falcons. They're home.
Are you picking the Falcons to win?
I know you don't like my answer.
That's okay. I don't know.
I don't know.
I like it.
I don't know. This is what's more likely. Don't extrapolate what I'm saying about what's more likely into whether someone wins or loses.
I'm trying to glean.
Go, don't glean. Just read.
Hit it, Jay. Hit it.
You have one more. I did not know this.
Gosh, one more.
It's my boy, Coop. My boy.
All right, one more. The monster Sunday night game, Ravens-Bills. How about quarterback-running back duo? To combine for more touchdowns, rushing touchdowns, Allen, Cook, Lamar, or Henry?
I'll go with Lamar Henry just because James Cook, man, I picked him up in two fantasy leagues, even though last year he was so frustrating. There would be games where he scores four and then games where it's just like, why are the backups in? Why am I seeing Ty and Ray? I want to see Cook. Let Cook cook. I know that. I know that. So I'll just go with Lamar and Derrick Henry over the Bills. Not because I think the Ravens are going to win, Chris. I'm just going to go with Lamar. They're more likely to score with their legs than, you know. I mean, if you're saying Allen and all the other running backs, I might choose them. But I'm also trying to talk Cook scoring into existence. So that's my what's more likely. For you.
Attaboy. Good job, Rich.
All right. Thank you. Let's take a break. When we come back here, maybe some of your phone calls. Tom Pelissero, what gives with Christian McCaffrey being limited all of a sudden in practice?
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, we're on... We're our friends at ESPN Radio. So, guys, we have folks on the phone lines. Is that what we got on right here on the program? We have, 844-204-RICH is the number to dial right here on the program. You guys choose who to take on the phone. Go for it. You guys choose.
Felly, my screens. You pick.
I don't have a screen, Jay, so it's on you.
Jay, you got a screen?
You
want
to talk about Jalen Carter?
Oh, my God.
Just pick number three.
All right.
Whatever
color
three is.
Let's go with six.
Oh, well, okay.
Go for it. Yeah, what do you got?
Who is it?
Who's on?
Hello, who are you?
You guys, you got it.
Miles in Maryland.
How are you?
Thanks, Jay.
I'm new to this.
Thank you. Come on, Jay. You got to call out the name and where they're from. Sorry. What's up, Miles?
Hey,
just like, yeah, text line six. You're no, exactly. My God. It's like that was. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to do this to you. Go for it. You got the floor. I'm in Brazil. You're got where it. You are.
He's in Maryland.
No worries. So since everybody is learning expectorate, and as a dentist, I would like to offer my services to RES Consulting. But you missed an obvious
okay.
one. It's expectorate, right? It's not spit gate. It's expector gate. Anyway,
expector gate. I like it.
Yeah. There we go. But no, I just wanted to there say I don't think that as somebody who gets spit on in a career often, you know, it doesn't require a suspension, a simple fine, you know, enforcement of a face shield, and just tell the player to keep their mouth closed, and you know, they'll be good. I think we can keep it rolling. Simple fine.
Yeah, I hear you. Miles in Maryland, thank you for chiming in. I appreciate it. It's not a bad word for it, although I did see Smitch nailed it during the commercial BreadTube channel, and he posted our segment from hour one talking about it and our opinions of what happened with Jalen Carter. He called it a spit take, which, by the way, it's next level applause for Smitch right there.
Well done.
Good job, Smitch.
A spit take. I don't believe he's going to be suspended either, just based on the fact, again, that Romo didn't get suspended.
Don't put that
not
on Tony.
No. Romanowski didn't get suspended for years ago with J.J. Stokes, names that we don't usually mention here. 844-204, it's number to dial, but we will ask that of Tom Pelissero if he's already gotten any wind of whatever the league might be looking into on that front. And obviously that is a massive decision, because if Jalen Carter is sat another game, the team that's playing tonight here is the road team in the Kansas City Chiefs. Their home opener is in 9 days against the Philadelphia Eagles. Right away, we're going to get that Super Bowl rematch. And clearly, they're going to be wondering once they're flying home from here back to Kansas City about the next game, if Jalen Carter is going to be playing or not. What is it that makes the all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid an incredible SUV? Is it the spacious interior that's comfy for the whole crew? Maybe it's the capability to go off-road. Perhaps it's the 600-plus miles of range, or it's the driver behind the wheel. What if it's all that and more? What is it then? It's the all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid. So much more than just another SUV. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. That's 562-314-4603 for more details. Call us at 844-204-RICH, being the number to dial here on ESPN Radio and this ESPN Radio affiliate, smart enough to have us. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. We're going to take your phone calls in the next hour. Also in the next hour, I've got my top five other week one games that I'm looking forward to seeing. It's what we do if you're somehow new to us because of our relationship with Disney Plus and ESPN, the app that can get you anything you need, ESPN everywhere and anywhere you get it. If you're new to us, this is what we do every Friday. We look over the steering wheel. We talk about the day before, the night before's game. 1 week from tonight, we're going to be talking about the Washington Commanders Green Bay Packers Prime Video Thursday Night Football kickoff. Al Michaels is going to be a guest in studio in Monday's show, and we're back in Los Angeles to talk about the rest of week number one. We also play, as we just heard, What's More Likely on a Friday, and Chris Brockman will give you his sneaky good games, which is his way of saying, I'm going to get my gambling Jones out in front of all of you and tell you about what to do with your hard-earned American money if that's what you choose to do with it. And an NFL weekend. We're back with hour three in a second.
Thanks for listening to the Rich Eisen Show podcast. You can watch and listen to the Rich Eisen Show live weekdays from noon to 3 Eastern on ESPN Radio, Disney Plus, and on the ESPN app. The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.